Hello, how are you? Welcome to this review podcast. Today we are going to review together the most important points of the course on the Code of Conduct, a topic that may sound dense at first, but is key to working with integrity and contributing to a responsible corporate culture. So now you know, if you want to remember the key concepts, this is your space. Let's get started. The Code of Conduct is our ethical guide and defines how we should act within the Acerinox group in any situation. It helps us to maintain trust with our customers, partners, employees, and society in general. The objective is clear: to ensure that we work in compliance with the laws, internal rules, and values of the organization. Remember our three core values? Overcoming, excellence, and innovation. These are not just empty words. They translate into real actions. Overcoming our own limitations drives us to give the best of ourselves and to exceed expectations. Excellence reminds us to act ethically and with high standards. And innovation invites us to evolve, to do things better, always with a positive impact. Now, let's remember what the three axes of our behavior are. Let's start with people. At Acerinox, we promote safety, respect, diversity, and integrity. No discrimination or unequal treatment. People are at the center. Now, the corporate culture. Our behavior must be aligned with the group's ethical principles. We talk about sustainability, commitment, and excellence. It's not only what we do that matters, but how we do it. And last but not least, business. We act with a long-term vision. We promote innovation, quality, and transparency. We want responsible relationships with all our stakeholders, employees, shareholders, customers, suppliers, etc. From preventing corruption to protecting confidential information, our code sets out behaviors so that every decision and every action is based on transparency and integrity. One of the most important ideas of the course is this: corruption has no place at Acerinox. We play fair. For example, we do not accept bribes or gifts that may condition decisions. We use information and technology ethically and act professionally at all times. If you see something that does not fit with the values of the code, you can and should say so. We have the whistleblower channel, which is secure, confidential, and available to all employees, shareholders, customers, suppliers, etc. In addition, you can turn to your supervisor, HR, or the compliance area. Complying with the code is not a one-off action. It is a constant commitment. That is why training, process review, and continuous improvement are an essential part of our compliance culture. In short, acting with integrity is not an option. It is a shared responsibility. And remember, success is not only measured by what we achieve, but by how we do it. Thank you for listening to this review and joining us. Remember that your behavior makes a difference. Apply what you have learned. Ask questions when in doubt, and contribute to continue building an ethical, transparent, and responsible Acerinox. See you in the next episode.